And we are back. And just want to mention that Outside the Pizza Box, sponsored this week by Jeff's Guitar Clinic, jeffsguitar.com, and for lessons, all ages, and an immense variety of guitars. Hey, anybody else wants to sponsor my show, just contact us, man, Devil Radio, you know how to do that. And anybody that has something to say can call in, and we got Andy, so we're going to go to Andy. What's happening, Andy?
Well, I think it's kind of sad, Pizza Box. You know, voter apathy, you only get 20% of the people to come in vote, even aside from sending to their legislatures. You know, it's hard to get change if you're not going to be able to really get out there and elect people that are not idiots, you know. And, you know, that's what happened in the 13th district. You know, we're pretty heavy Republican up here in Dodge County. And, you know, the other gal had some pretty good ideas and was a good articulator and everything, and but she didn't get in. So I don't know. You know, I don't know what if some of us old men got to die off so there can, you know, people can get some change or something. I don't know what the answer is, but you know, it makes it pretty tough.
Hey, listen, I remember John Jagler. You know, I believe he was the one who brought it up, but he mentioned that, you know, he's probably the first legislator that's ever served in Wisconsin that had, you know, Down syndrome. And that's fine. You know, that's awesome for diversity. But why would you run with and vote with the party, and he was a part of it, to, like, defund Special Olympics, you know? That's where I have a problem with people when they talk about how their values and then use something like that in your own life and then run policy against what you knew he was proud of in the first place. Just kind of makes me shake my head. But I guess it's all about, you know, this easy path to, you know, just your privilege, you know, and being taken care of. You know, they didn't have a legislative session last year. The Republicans were the reason for that. I don't blame the Democrats for last year. How can I? You know, I've already told you what I don't like about them. They don't go far enough, right? It isn't enough to not be Republican. It's not enough to be not Trump. And we had, like, you know, I really felt bad that Rebecca Kemble didn't get, like, you know, reelected on Common Council, because I know her, and I know that the work that she's done is, like, far beyond what, you know, most people that represent us do, you know, going to different states and standing up for people's rights and being arrested there. I mean, that's a patriot. That's what America is all about. It's not about being a bunch of divided states. It's about, you know, just being on this one land that we share. And, you know, you get back to into that, you know, this whining about cancel culture, and I'm all for canceling, you know, racism and inequality and people that, you know, are just, you know, I don't know. What do you think, Andy?
Yeah, I think that if people believe in stuff, they should try to make extra effort to stand up for it. But like I say, it's just people are just going about their business and whatever, you know, it's, used to be the state was pretty reasonable in terms of what they did for most of the people, but right now it's pretty much you know, for the haves and not the have not, you know. So
well,
anyway,
yeah, thanks a lot for calling again and listening. And yeah, it comes down to the, you know, the I got mines versus those that don't have it, or how Bush said it, you know, the mores and the have mores, you know, and instead of, you know, helping the people that have less. But, you know, again, it I guess my eyes weren't open to it all this time, you know, where I didn't decide to get involved and stand up for people sooner. I wish I had, but kind of woke up in 2010 in Wisconsin when it flipped over to far right craziness, like, overnight. And I mean, I was stunned by that. And then I started watching, and then I said, no, I'm not gonna watch. I'm gonna let people watch me, you know, try and get more people that, you know, psh, I you know, having children and grandchildren should be enough to unite us all. But no, that's what's used to, you know, I guess elevate some children over other people's children. But we all should be connected that way as human beings. You know, animals are that way. Huh. Hey, we got another caller, and we'll go to Ross in Middleton. What's happening, Ross?
Hey, Pizza Box. Thanks for your show. I'm a 61-year-old guy who grew up in Madison. I've been around the country and stuff like that. But I still, even though having grown up in radical Madison, I still sort of think that I see myself as a moderate. And so I'm going to make a small argument for guys like Manchin, who can piss us off because to get anything done, we got to get rid of the filibuster and there may be some views that that are a bit much for conservatives. And then we sort of think of these moderates that are falling in the middle. And I think that middle ground, it moves. And so right now, Manchin's the man in the middle. And I don't blame him. It's just that, you know, I mean, in a slightly parallel universe, Manchin could be a Republican, a quote, what do you want to call it, a left of center Republican or something like that.
Yeah, actually, that's what he is. That's the hard part. He actually is.
Right. Yeah, but he's given, well, he hasn't given us, but he has voted alongside the Democrats when they did that budget reconciliation for the COVID Repair Act, whatever the hell it was called and stuff. So, it's just like Manchin is just, he's just one of those guys that sort of crosses the line. And sometimes I think that this is a country, right? I mean, it's easy in Madison to sort of go anywhere you want and talk progressive, you know, because that's like 90% of the people are going to agree with you. But once you step outside of Madison, then you realize that half the country doesn't agree with you, and we realize that, you know what I mean? It's like, and I sort of think, well, we can only get as much done as we can get, as we can convince some of these people. I mean, it is frustrating that we're sort of stuck, that if we could just get Manchin to be a smidge more liberal, or if he would throw the filibuster rule out, which could turn around and burn us in 4 years later. But it is frustrating, but I think, isn't that just America?
Yeah, it is. And no, I appreciate your comments, Ross. And I hope you listen and call in again. And I will say this. I'm the guy that crosses the line, okay? I'm the guy that's viewed as crossing the line. And I do it for a reason, because they're wrong on the other side, you know? I'm on the line that says, you know, these are the people that have less than me to the left of me, right? And that's what's making this so difficult. And you're right, though. I mean, there's a middle ground, and that's the one that, you know, listen, if you're in the middle ground and you're against racism, then you got to move left, man, because, you know, if you're the one that's, you know, in the middle, that the policies are not going to help elevate and end this kind of inequality and hatred in this country, then it's not enough. I mean, it's 2021, man. You know, how long do we have to wait? You know, I mean, I remember back to the 60s when I really became aware of what all racism and segregation was. You know, I'm a kid, I'm watching this, and I'm just like my heart being ripped out of me watching some of the stuff happening in the South, where I'm watching, you know, grown men taking fire hoses and taking little girls off their feet and sliding them all the way down the sidewalk with fire hose because they were black. And I mean, I cried, man. This was hard for me. I knew better because I wasn't taught hatred, man. That's the only way you can be racist, is to be taught hatred. And maybe it's just you think it's a hatred of people that is different than you, but, you know, that's enough right there, right? Why would you hate somebody that's different than you? Would you want somebody to hate you back the same way? I mean, because you're different than them when you're in the minority? Old white guy in like 30 years? I mean, do you really want to be remembered for the people that stopped progress all these years and didn't help people get that quality of life and that freedom that we thought was America, that bogus make America great again when it was before us white guys got here? That's where I'm at on all this. I mean, it's not hard to follow.
Yeah, it's frustrating, Pizza Box. I mean, that's the thing, right? It's when those things that are really moral issues or just basic human issues, they politicize them. That just splits people up, but it shows true colors. And so you have to take a stand against it, right? You can't, being silent is basically going with it.
That's right.
Supporting it. You got to speak up.
It's like these people will would feed a hungry dog of their own before they'd feed everybody in the human population. There's something wrong with that.